بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، discussing the sublime character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what was mentioned yesterday was that whichever person had noble character, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught the benefits it to such an extent that even if a disbeliever had noble character, like Hatim Tai, then the benefits of that noble character were going to wash over onto his daughter. Because of the noble character of her father, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Almighty Allah loves noble character, and because of that he asked that she be freed. Another example of this we find in the time of the Khilaf of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. The people of Kinda became renegade, murtad. They raised the flag of rebellion against the rulers of the government. Ash'ath ibn Qais was the leader of the opposite party. Irtidad is a sin which is regarded even worse than kufr. The punishment for becoming murtad is, if that person is not ready to repent, he should be killed. Ash'ath ibn Qais was the leader of the opposite party. After a lot of effort, Almighty Allah granted victory to the Muslims. After a lot of destruction and killing, the enemy was finally defeated and became enclosed in a fort. When the siege lasted very long and the enemy could not manage any longer, Ash'ath ibn Qais, losing hope, intended to open the doors of the fort. Since he knew the generosity and open-heartedness of the Muslims, Ash'ath thought it appropriate to take benefit from it. He therefore, with a few men, sought a peace treaty. The Muslims, according to habit, accepted it. Just as the pact of peace had been completed, one of the companions of Ash'ath, whose name was Ma'ad ibn Aswad, he caught the ways of Ash'ath and begged him to also include him in those number who had been granted protection. However, the number had already been fixed. It was now impossible to add any more. When Ash'ath could see no way in which to enter him into the pact, he did a great sacrifice by placing Ma'ad's name in his place, meaning now he will be taken as a slave and Ma'ad will be allowed to go free. He then separated from his people and handed himself over to the Muslim army. The leader of the Muslim army, Ziyad ibn Habib radiallahu anhu, took him as prisoner and sent him to the Khalifa, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. When Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu learnt of the selflessness and the noble character of Ash'ath, that how did you manage, how did you become a slave, a captive, and your people, so many, have gone free? When he learnt of his noble character, he set him free. Islam had already entered into the heart of Ash'ath. He now openly declared his Islam, and he became a great preacher of Islam. He rendered great services in the lands of Sham and Iraq. In appreciation of his character, in appreciation of his Islam, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu gave his sister, Farwa bint Abi Quhafa radiallahu ta'ala anha, to him in marriage. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu granted this honor only due to Ash'ath's noble character. Noble character benefits the Muslims. It draws them closer to the mercy of Almighty Allah. And sometimes they get engulfed in that mercy, which allows them to enter into the faith of Islam. When noble character benefits non-Muslims so much, then that Muslim should think that if noble character could put them so close to the mercy of Allah, with us having noble character, we will drown in the mercy of Almighty Allah. And that is what we are searching for today. What is noble character? Imam Ghazali rahimullah mentioned the following. He said, Hazrat Muaz radiallahu anh stated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, I advise you to fear Almighty Allah, to speak the truth, fulfill your promise, return whatever has been left by you as a trust, protect your neighbors, have mercy on the orphans, speak gently, make the salam common, do good actions, lessen your hopes of this world, meaning do not have long hopes and desires, Hold firm unto Iman. Understand the noble Quran. Have love for the year after. Have fear for the day of Qiyamah and be humble. This is the crux of noble character. I prevent you to speak evil of any wise person, to falsify any truthful person, to follow any sinful leader in his sin, to disobey a just ruler, to create discord in any land. I advise you to fear Almighty Allah in front of every stone, tree and clod of mud, and to repent for every sin, those done openly, repent openly. Those done in secret, repent secretly. This is the khulasa, this is the crux of noble character. In this manner, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught his sahaba radiallahu anhum etiquettes and manners. And he called them towards the best character and manners. May millions of durood and salam be upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and upon his noble companions. And through their blessings, may Almighty Allah bless us all with sublime and noble character. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.